Network. Look, Pat, I want to go to at least Frank because he's been holding a real long time. And I'm probably not going to get to the other callers. I got to most of you, though. I apologize, as is normal at the end of the transmission, while we extend it for you. But I could have a debate about anarchy and really state my position on it. It's uncharted territory. The examples of anarchy I've seen have been road warrior-esque. I mean, really, we did have a form of anarchy, you know, in this country. It's called the Wild Wild West. And but you talk about Switzerland and talking about anarchy, you're talking about a sovereign country. They actually have a lot of rules there. But the people have agreed to institute those for their mutual prosperity. That's a lot different than what you're talking about. As the founders said, only a moral people can have liberty. And that's been proven. I mean, let me tell you something. As bad as the police are, as out of control as they get, you know, there's times that you want them. And then there's the problem of they don't want you to be able to arm yourself, so that they're the monopoly of power. I believe in the sheriff. I mean, why don't cities make deals with sheriff's departments where they're elected and accountable? And nothing's perfect. But getting off into a debate here with you, Pat, you're raising Switzerland as an example of anarchy?
No, but the reason that neighbors don't attack Switzerland is not because they have a government. It's because the entire populace is armed, and Hitler would never invade there because he knew he couldn't defeat them.
It's also a good place to stash his cash. Yeah, but I agree with you. And it's actually the Swiss model that's the Dutch model that's our model. And so I would like to move towards liberty. It's just that it's a process. So I don't think we disagree, Pat. I appreciate your call. Frank in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Just a quick, few quick things. You know, talking about anarchy, if there was a scientific, compassionate application of anarchy, I'd be all for that. But then you would just see the same, I think, the same kinds of corrupt behaviors that you see on larger levels within the government and everything like that. I am a Ron Paul supporter. And the thing about Ron Paul is that I don't think he could ever really, I don't think he could get the nomination. You know, that's the frustrating thing for me.
But get this, if he doesn't win, don't be crestfallen. Don't be depressed. He's winning by injecting real issues and growing the liberty movement. It is resistance that's victory. It's like lifting weights or jogging. I mean, you've got to put yourself through stress and take the field to grow and to master anything. And that's why Ron Paul, yeah, I told him privately and on air, I said, we're drafting you. By the way, we got a couple new Ron Paul T-shirts out where you support us a little bit, mainly get the word out about Ron Paul. In fact, let me show folks that. And as you support the InfoWar and get the word out about Ron Paul, and that's Save the Republic, Ron Paul 2012. And on the back, it's got the American flag and Legalize Freedom, available at the InfoWars.com video bookstore / apparel area. And you can help spread the word that way. And again, I mean, if the Republicans don't give him the nomination, even if he won, that's our fault because we didn't go in and take over all the delegates.
I just hope that Jesse Ventura is on the other side of that ticket. It'd be Ron Paul, Jesse Ventura, 2012. That'd be pretty sick.
You know, Ron Jesse Ventura is a great guy and a man of principles, and I really respect him and I'm friends with him. But I don't think Ron Paul would have Jesse Ventura on his ticket, probably. If you really, I mean, if you get down to brass tacks, because he disagrees with a few of Ron Paul's positions. And Ron Paul is 100% no compromise. 100%. It's like folks that say put Dennis Kucinich. Dennis Kucinich is somewhat principled. He bowed to the socialist government takeover of health care because he got it right on Air Force One, lost a lot of respect. I disagree with Kucinich on a lot of issues, but the fact that he's normally principled makes me respect him in a field of other miscreants. But Ron Paul would never have Dennis Kucinich as running mate. That's the opposite of what he believes in. All right, folks. We'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. Don't forget. We're about 26, 27 hours out on the launch of InfoWars Nightly News tomorrow, 7 p.m. Central. Please spread the word, PrisonPlanet.tv.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Already 2011 is a record-breaking year for disasters. Are you prepared? Your family is your most precious asset. Could you feed them in case of emergency, food shortage, or job loss? At eFoods, we offer delicious ready-made meals. Cheesy chicken and rice casserole, beef stroganoff, chili with dumplings, with the longest storable shelf life and easily prepared in minutes by simply adding to boiling water. Get your six free meals by just paying a small shipping fee. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoods. Foodsdirect.com/Alex. Stored in sturdy containers to grab and go in an emergency. Emergency food at guaranteed lowest prices. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsdirect.com/Alex. Order your six free meals now and get free shipping on all other orders. Hearty, affordable food. Try it for flavor. Buy it for life. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get your six free meals shipped today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Scheduled to join us to talk about the economy, the election, the attacks that he's under because he's been criticizing the fact that FEMA is in control of every emergency situation in the United States that is not their federal role. We'll talk about Rick Perry. It's now emerged, something I didn't even know. I thought I knew about everything with Rick Perry. Not only is Rick Perry, the former chief of staff in Texas for the presidential campaign the first time around in 88, or Al Gore, not only is he a man who wants to give forced inoculations of a vaccine known to kill and maim people that no other country in the world basically will accept, not until now, I'm getting to that in a moment. Not only did he hand over our roads or attempt to hand over 8,000 miles of our roads, he was successful with some of them to a foreign Spanish/Australian company to basically loot the public's pocketbook to use existing roads. Not only did he go to Bilderberg Group meeting, not only did he pledge to not run and then break that pledge, as we told you he would, he is now reportedly the front runner, we're being told, with Ron Paul right behind him. No doubt he would be the admitted leader of the Republican PAC if the establishment wasn't running the PSYOP that he can't win. Now it has come out, and Rick Perry is defending it. Very proud of it. Rick Perry camp defends 1993. That's 3 years after he switched to Republican, supporting Hillary Care. And the letter and the public statements have now been dug out of him praising Hillary Care when almost every Republican in the nation was violently opposed to socialist single-payer takeover of the health care system in this country to a national health care British-style service. Her proposal was even worse than the Obamacare, which is really, admittedly, the Massachusetts plan engineered by Mitt Romney. So the two supposed main front runners, we're told, Ron Paul's number three, but they always ignore him. Many polls number one or number two, but he's undoubtedly number three in the race. An incredible move from where he was 3.5 years ago. Could be the president, but they run this mantra even when he was on Cavuto yesterday. Cavuto said, oh, I really love you, but too bad you can't win. Too bad you can't win. He just kept saying that and giggling. I mean, right there, just slapping Ron Paul upside the face while smiling while he did it. And just look at Mitt Romney. Just look at Rick Perry. I mean, I've got to say, I don't like Mitt Romney, but he is better than Rick Perry. Rick Perry is a political chameleon who makes Slick Willie look like a amateur. And people deserve what they get if they belly up to the bar, just like they did with Obama, and go with the establishment golden person. And that is what Rick Perry is. He is the golden boy. And they are putting him out there saying he's the second coming of Ronald Reagan. And everybody better look out. We'll talk about that with Ron Paul coming up. And Rick Perry and Romney are trading barbs at each other, calling each other career politicians. Well, it wouldn't even be an issue if you're a politician who was a statesman and done a good job and stood up for the Constitution. There's very few of those. Of course, Ron Paul is not a career politician. He was a successful family practice doctor and also person who a medical doctor who attended to the birthing of babies. But these guys, it's not just that they're career politicians, it is that they are super uber establishment types. So we're going to be going over that report today. Also, Paul Watson is set to have his report filed, a report we worked on together this morning. He is set to have this file in the next 10 minutes, so when I come back in the next break, I can get into this, because it affects so many facets of society and is a true illustration of just how corrupt the system has gotten. Report on man who faces life sentence for recording cops. That's Kurt Nemo's headline about it, but we have the newscast that we're going to be playing a clip from. And in the report, the reporter says, yes, it is illegal to film police in public. And this man is facing 70-plus years, a total of 75 years, in prison for videotaping the police. And Kurt's report is good. In fact, it's excellent. But Watson's report that I worked with him on this morning, that's coming to the pages of PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com in the next 5 to 10 minutes, deals with the fact that this is a hoax, and it illustrates how we have a government for and by hoaxing. Everything is more and more shifting into a just brazen hoaxes, because the more bold something is, the more wild and insane it is, the more people have trouble dealing with it and basically processing it. So that is coming up in the next segment. In fact, I forgot to ask the guys with the video list. You guys do have that news report on the man facing 70-plus years in prison for videotaping the police in public. We do have that? Yeah, I sent it a bunch. Okay, well, we'll get that. It's okay, we do. We do have that report. Okay. Yeah, here it is. So we're going to be covering that and and analyzing the propaganda. Now, the next story is our top story. And I want people to listen to me very carefully. I know that a lot of folks listen to talk radio as kind of background chatter, but I want you to stop what you're doing if you can, and I want you to listen to me very, very, very carefully, because we're dealing with the lives and the health and the reproductive futures of tens of millions of people. And if you are Hispanic particularly and have family in Mexico, you absolutely must contact them and must warn them. You must do everything you can to reach out to them. I'm not just here on air saying this. We have written probably more than 100 news articles about this. I have interviewed, it's got to be more than 20 medical doctors, scientists, endocrinologists, you name it, on this subject alone in the last 5 years since 2006. So I'm begging you to listen to me. This is a life and death situation. Modern armies do not generally attack unless it's a nation being taken down with military force. The globalists, most of their operations are carried on by stealth, sodium fluoride in the water, radioactive isotopes mined out of the same phosphate limestone, put in water supplies in 71% of the United States, on record. That's now mainstream news, but they just report it like it's no big deal. GMO crops with added genetic traits that produce chemicals and different hormones to reduce fertility, cause cancer, organ failure. Don't believe me? Genetically modified crops linked to cancer, organ failure, reduced fertility. Bisphenol A, proven to do it. Knowingly put in most plastics and in most printer ink, newspapers, printouts at your office, receipts. We are all under attack. Now listen to me carefully. Well, I'm about to get to the new news. You remember how every month or so you hear in the back of the newspaper, seat in the back of the newspaper, kind of hear it on the television while you're cooking dinner, that the U.S. apologizes or the U.N. apologizes for accidentally shooting kids up with live polio vaccine and killing and maiming a bunch of them. Every major country in the world. But they operate in third world nations where they can get away with it. Pakistan, Nigeria, Paraguay, Nicaragua, El Salvador, Peru. You constantly see it. And then they have big medical firms do the tests and say, oh, yes, this was added to the vaccine. It has come out over and over and over again, giving prisoners, giving children syphilis, telling them it's another vaccine. These people have been caught doing this. So I want you to listen to me carefully. The Gardasil vaccine is a modified live cancer virus. The insert for it only says that it covers 6 of the thousands of different human papillomaviruses. That's one of the most rare forms of fatal cancer, cervical cancer. Very rare, normally in debilitated people. In the trials in 2006, there were many deaths. Just type trials of Gardasil deaths. You'll get mainstream news, mainstream medical reports. Other countries did trials and then said, you can't release this to the public. Rick Perry said it's mandated to be on the list of, quote, vaccines that you have to have to attend school. That's a hoax, too. You don't have to take them. They just lie to you and say you do. You have to force it and say, I know you're lying, give me the waiver. But there's not even a law, you got to do the waiver. That will just prove to you they're lying to you. Then say, show me the law, I've got to do the waiver. There's layers of the hoax. When you find out about one layer, there's another layer, like an onion. Now, since this was approved all over the world, in the few countries around the world where it's been approved, there has been massive autoimmune responses, organ failure, death, blood coming out of every orifice. Mexico has announced they're going to vaccinate every little girl in Mexico with this. We've got to get the word out. We've got to save these people.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Already 2011 is a record-breaking year for disasters. Are you prepared? Your family is your most precious asset. Could you feed them in case of emergency, food shortage, or job loss? At eFoods, we offer delicious ready-made meals. Cheesy chicken and rice casserole, beef stroganoff, chili with dumplings. With the longest storable shelf life and easily prepared in minutes by simply adding to boiling water. Get your 6 free meals by just paying a small shipping fee. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoods. direct.com/alex. Stored in sturdy containers to grab and go in an emergency. Emergency food at guaranteed lowest prices. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/alex. Order your 6 free meals now and get free shipping on all other orders. Hearty, affordable food. Try it for flavor. Buy it for life. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/alex. Get your 6 free meals shipped today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338, utopiasilver.com, taking back America's health care one American at a time.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
I hear the train coming. It's rolling around the bend.
Now, we know the system has backdoored sterilants, cancer triggers into most of the major GMO crops. Killing the honeybees, you name it. Look it up for yourself. And we know that this Gardasil shot, they could only get the U.S. and one or two other countries out of over 180 nations to approve it and start pushing it on children. Then they lie and say it's the law, you've got to take it. And Mexico is doing the same thing. Mexico plans to administer the vaccine against human papillomavirus, which can cause cervical cancer, to all girls beginning next year. The country's health ministry said yesterday, beginning in 2012, the HPV vaccine will be part of the normal course of shots. And they just add more. Then we get more and more health problems. And vaccines are linked to kidney failure, general vaccines. Just look it up. Just type in vaccines linked to kidney failure, vaccines linked to Alzheimer's. I mean, it's incredible how deadly they are because they're just pumping all this stuff into you. Everyone at the age of 9 will be inoculated. And they admit that deaths from cervical cancer have dropped 47% in the country over the past two decades. There was still 13.4 cases for every 100,000 women last year. It is one of the rarest forms of cancer. You got 100-something million people there, and 4,200 women supposedly died from it. And then the vaccine itself causes all sorts of health problems. And again, when it kills you, again, if a vaccine's killing a percentage of people, you better believe it's dangerous. French news agency reporting on this. Mexican health authorities hope that by making HPV vaccine universal, they can cut the mortality rate from this type of cancer by 50% for women under the age of 25. And it goes on to say it's sexually transmitted. It's warts, ladies and gentlemen. And I've seen other studies that these type of viral infections, you can pull this up, that when you have this type of viral infection, it lowers your chances of getting a whole bunch of different types of cancer. And the scientists believe that it actually augments your immunity. You can pull that up. They're not sure why, but most cancer they have known for 80 years and kept from the public is viral. My dad worked at MD Anderson in high school because he was top of his class and was sent there on science programs over the summers. And then he worked there in college some, and they were there injecting rats with cancer. It was declassified. The CIA in the 60s had an injectable fast-acting cancer program. The issue here is that this vaccine is extremely dangerous. And now they're going to try to force it on everybody down in Mexico. And then now there's all these other vaccines coming out. And now they're trying to force HPV on boys in the U.S. And it costs hundreds of dollars per shot. Hundreds and hundreds. What was it? To get the three shots, it's almost $500. But see, the Mexican government will fit the bill. And then you see the elites obsessed with population reduction. And many vaccines have been associated with, again, loss of fertility, particularly when they add a hormone that's needed to complete pregnancy and to there's other hormones they add that are needed to complete being able to have your child and carry it through term that they add to tetanus shots and other vaccines. So the body then has an autoimmune response to the hormone that's been bound to the tetanus. And now the woman can't have children, and the body actually attacks the glands that release that hormone that kicks in that particular case at the second trimester and causes a 100% spontaneous miscarriage and also causes very serious health problems in the women. And if you don't believe me, just type in UN caught adding sterilization and hormone to tetanus shots, and you'll get mainstream news, 96, 97, 98. You'll get Times of India. The African, different African countries did test. And it turned out the UN had a program using over 100 different companies to produce the vaccines over that decade. That was generally the local payoff as they'd come and use that country's vaccine production, give them the breakdown of how to make it. They would produce it. So the hormone wasn't added by accident. So I'm here to tell you, it's not that I'm not saying that some vaccines, it was a particularly deadly disease and it was rampant and you take the risk of the vaccine to not get polio or whatever the case is, but they're coming out with AIDS vaccines, Ebola vaccines, cancer vaccines, all of this. And you notice cancer is off the charts. I was on syndicated radio talk show host Eric Mueller's show this morning, Man Cow, and he was talking about almost everybody he knows has got cancer. Young people, their wives are dying. It's just death everywhere. Cancer is off the charts. Now, I said that I was going to get to the report on man facing life sentence for recording cops. And I worked with Paul on this article this morning. I wanted to have hoax in the headline, but it says, man faces life in jail for recording police. Every other case involving people arrested for filming cops has been thrown out of court. It is all a mass hoax. get this article out to everybody. But I'm going to cover this in more detail, both the Gardasil and this, at the start of the next hour ahead of Ron Paul. But Colonel Schaefer's up next.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals
now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters.
You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques,
where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We are back live. Colonel Anthony Schaefer is our guest. We're going to be talking to him here in just a moment. Don't forget, coming up starting tomorrow night, it's quite a commitment, but we're making it because we're reaching so many millions of people. I kick off InfoWars Nightly News, September 1st, 2011. So starting tomorrow night, every weeknight, 7 p.m., at least a 30-minute news transmission of condensed, focused, hard-hitting analysis and special reports. And many nights we're going to have expanded special reports after the news, live interviews, the premieres of documentaries, all of it at prisonplanet.tv. And either later in the show today or tomorrow, I'm going to unveil some new features at prisonplanet.tv. If you're not a prisonplanet.tv member, please join today. It's 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month, or get 3 months free when you sign up for a year, and truly support the tip of the spear in the alternative media's attempt to awaken this country and the planet to the global crime syndicate so that we can turn the tide and restore our republic and push what I call 1776 worldwide. The ideas of true liberty as enshrined by people like Thomas Jefferson and George Washington, to take the true ideas of liberty and to promote that on a planetary scale. So we are one day, 7 hours, 25 minutes, 6 seconds away from the launch of the InfoWars nightly news. And so much more is going to come out of that, obviously, because you've been supporting us over the years. But if you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv member, today is the day. Now, Congressman Ron Paul is scheduled to join us coming up in about exactly an hour from now, like a little under an hour. He's scheduled to join us to talk about the campaign and a host of other very important issues. I'm going to get into the dangerous Gardasil shot. The Mexican government says they're going to inject every girl in their population, starting with all the nine-year-olds. And they're implying it's going to be forced, though they don't even have that authority, just like here in the U.S. they don't. But it started with Rick Perry saying it was the law and you had to. He's now apologized for that. A day late, a dollar short, and a lot of dead girls behind him. Lou Rockwell called it criminal and called him a dirty criminal for it. I agree with that. Ron Paul's former campaign manager has a lot of courage. Stand up against these monsters. Rick Perry, it's also now come out, praised Hillary Clinton in speeches and in letters in 1993 and supported Hillary Care, even more socialistic than Obamacare. Now, joining us with a very important breakdown of Libya, Syria, terror threats and other issues is Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer, U.S. Army, who gained fame for his reports about the situation with the September 11th attacks and the fact that the military in many areas was basically told to stand down. And he joins us now to break down the latest geopolitical developments. OperationDarkHeart.com is where you can find his latest best-selling book. It's good to have you here with us today, Colonel.
Well, thanks for having me, Alex. Good to be back on with you. It's been a while.
Absolutely. So much is happening. I've got my questions, but out of the gates, what B is under your saddle?
Well, you know, I'm glad you brought up the whole Libya thing, and this is one of the peculiar things where I think we are just totally out to lunch on what's really going on, I think, and we being the American public, for two reasons. First, I don't know if you're aware of this, but there's been a meeting in Paris this week with businesses, global businesses, and a lot of the Libyan rebels looking at how to carve up the outcome of the Libyan conflict. And keep in mind, we don't even have a constitution there yet. You've got folks already trying to make business deals with the rebels, and of course, we don't even know who's doing what. So, you know, when you look at that fact, and you look at the fact that we've spent $1 billion, and I know that in terms of the budget, it's not significant, but, you know, $1 billion would go a long way to fix a lot of bridges, make a lot of railroads, and relieve a lot of folks who are having a hard time with the economy right now. So this has all been done in the name of the White House, and I was just over talking to some staff, some congressional staff, on this very issue last week. Alex, the Congress has never received a single report on what the Pentagon is doing, who they're giving the intel to, and according to the Pentagon in their most recent reports from last week, they have given 60 to 70% of the intel, which has driven the NATO attacks against rebel targets or against Gaddafi's targets. Well, who exactly authorized this? Because Congress never did this, and most strikingly, and I've been talking to Bruce Fine. Bruce, you might know, wrote a lot of books on Constitution. He's a Constitution lawyer. Stated without any equivocation that the president is now in violation of something called the Anti-Deficiencies Act, and that's within Title 31 of the U.S. Code, which basically says if Congress gives you money to do something, you cannot arbitrarily decide you're going to do something else with it. In the case of Libya, there's been no obligation or approval of any obligation for funds to go against a Libyan conflict. So, and no matter who you are, right or left, we should all be concerned about the fact that there is no interest in following what I think most would argue the rule of law and the constitutional basis that requires, a give and take, an oversight system within our government.
Well, I'm glad you brought this up, Colonel. That was actually one of the things I wanted to raise. Ron Paul, of course, is called the constitutional lawyer, Mr. Fine, you know, the top constitutional lawyer in the country. He's been on this show and said this is impeachable. It's completely unconstitutional. I know you're still in the military, so you obviously can't go that far. But when Congress went to Obama 4.5 months ago and said, look, we'll give you the money and the authority, but you've got to go to us. He said, and put a letter out and said, I don't need Congress. I have the UN, and I'm doing this, quote, for the credibility of the UN. And it does add incredible credibility. It says our president takes his orders from them. I mean, the Congress makes war, as you know. You're a commissioned officer. Congress gives the orders. The president then executes it as the executive. But the board of directors, who are elected by us, is the House, is the Senate.
Right.
We now have a super Congress. Now the spending and cutting bills don't come from House members. It just comes from a 12-member super committee with the president, the 13th head. I mean, so this is a constitutional crisis. But you just brought up something that I didn't even – I saw a blur, but I'd forgotten to cover. So I guess, for lack of a better term, I didn't know because I never covered it. You know, if a tree falls and nobody hears it, it didn't make a sound. And that's that Congress isn't even being given intelligence on this giant North African operation. That's incredible.
Right, and I think the American public needs to really take notice of this. And again, the person I talked to is actually – his member he works for is a member of the House Armed Service Committee, who should be briefed. And this is where there's huge problems. And it's not, and again, like you mentioned, Alex, it's not like the president wouldn't have gotten authorization or wouldn't have gotten money. He just chose to not to deal with it and say, what I'm doing is not a war. Now think about the logic here that he's using. Because by President Obama's logic and the way they're approaching this, you could use a nuclear weapon on a country and say, oh, it's not really a war because we didn't have boots on the ground. So that's how insane the premise of the policy is, that you could actually use an incredible amount of deadly force against any given target on the planet and basically say, it's not really a war because we didn't put boots on the ground.
Well, Colonel, this is Caesar crossing the Rubicon that led to the end of the Roman Republic. And Obama's lawyers know exactly what they're doing. The Pentagon lawyers, as you know, came to him and said, you can't do this. And he said, I'll do whatever I want. So this is brazen and being consciously done. Talking to other military brass who you speak with, are they concerned about this?
Yeah, I've spoken to several retired generals who have worked in a variety of administrations. And you might find this ironic, but one of the administrations which I was told had the greatest interest in listening to generals was actually President Clinton. Clinton would actually bring folks in and talk to them if they disagreed with policy. From what I'm hearing, Alex, that's not going on now. It essentially is a send mode only. Basically, you take the policy, you try to figure it out, and you move forward with it, and that's about it. And if you have concerns, then the concerns are really not welcome. And this is a dangerous trend because we as officers are trained to give our best judgment. And if our judgment is it's not a good idea, we need to be able to tell you that. And we're not telling you to be disloyal. We're telling you because there's reasons why you need to be cautious.
Well, it's more than dangerous. It is absolute 100% tyranny. It is 200-proof evil. And you know, if a president's crazy and doesn't want to listen to the military, that's one thing. He is the commander-in-chief. But he's only the commander-in-chief once Congress gives him the green light to execute their declaration of war or their authorization to use force, as you know. So this is a complete departure from the Constitution. And we're seeing on the power of the purse. We're seeing them implement gun control regulations outside of law. We're seeing it done with carbon taxes, with power plants. We're seeing health care law selectively enforced. This, for all intents and purposes, has transitioned into what you could call a dictatorship, a stealth dictatorship, but nonetheless a dictatorship.
Well, my concern here is, as you mentioned, Alex, there's things in the American public's domain that they can see this. First off, I don't care how you feel about the Protection of Marriage Act, but the idea is if it's a law, I'd say the Justice Department is obligated to enforce that law, to include going and fighting for it in court. That's one of the things that the Obama administration just said, we don't like this. We're not going to enforce it. On the military side, your points are super well taken. I've spoken. I don't know if you all knew that. You knew this. I debated Representative Paul on the John Stossel show about 3 months ago and 4 months ago in March. And we talked about a lot of these same issues. And he and I agree on a great number of issues, and one of which is the constitutionality, the need of Congress to actually do its duties. And the two things that Congress must do, especially the House, only the House can do the basically put together bills which appropriate money.
Spending bills begin in the House. It's law.
And it's got it's got to stay like that. This whole idea of a super committee, and I've heard Representative Paul say this, he doesn't see where there's any legal constitutional grounds for this super committee to exist. And I got to tell you, I talked to Bruce Fine. Bruce says the same thing. It's just there's just nothing there that allows this to happen. And the other point, obviously, is whenever you spend money, you've got to have clear and compelling justification to do that. And I just don't think we're getting our money's worth regarding that. And when we look at this, Alex, one of the things I'd like to bring up as an oversight issue is the fact that any time, and let's look at this from the macro to the micro, in our big scheme of things, we use military force, deadly force, all the time as a tool of national will. And when you look at the micro, when you look at a policeman on the street having to do something to support a law, anytime he uses deadly force, there's an investigation. There's basically a full review process that says, was this officer justified in using military, deadly force? Well, the problem is we never look at the national equivalent of an officer using deadly force. We constantly use military operations, military capabilities, without understanding three things. First, was it legal? Was it the right call to make based on the intel? I think we would all agree that despite what Vice President Cheney says now, I don't believe the intel was ever there to justify an Iraqi invasion. And I was on the inside of the time. This stuff they're talking about now, I never saw. I didn't. Saddam Hussein was never, quote-unquote, a proliferator of weapons. He may have been interested, but he wasn't proliferating. So you got to look at the intel. Second thing, you got to figure out that if the intel justified your actions, did you create the appropriate response to the threat? And third and most importantly, what is the outcome? Did your use of military force achieve a specific goal or objective that is in the best interest of our nation's policy? Is this what we should do? And so if it's good enough for a B cop to be looked at with a great deal of scrutiny for using deadly force, I don't know why we don't do it at the national level.
Well, continuing, it's always in every case in history, as you know, as a military officer who studied history, when leaders start amassing all the power into themselves, especially the power of the purse and the power of force, that is when the big alarms go off. And I'll just say it. If you read the definition of treason and then high treason, it is working with a foreign power to undermine the system of government of the nation of which you serve.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the basic definition of not just treason, but high treason. Because high treason is if you're in a position of power and trust and have sworn an oath and you lower the drawbridge for the enemy to come in. Now, Obama says to Congress when they sue him, when they rebuff him, when everything, when they offer him the money and the power, because that's their job, he says, I don't need you, puts a letter out saying, I do this for the credibility of the UN. I'm sorry. That is not only treason, it is the definition of high treason to undermine the legitimate government and transfer the power through fraud to a foreign entity away from the elected government of the republic. As you said, he could use nuclear weapons now and say the UN told him to. I mean, it's even worse. If he was power grabbing, he would still be an American dictator, and it would be treasonous. Now he's doing it and saying, "I do it under a foreign entity's auspices." If this is not high treason, nothing is.
Well, and that's the thing that I've heard several of the congressmen talk about the issues. Representative Kucinich has talked about this, and as you know, several congressmen have actually sued President Obama over the very issues you're talking about. There's now court action saying President Obama has failed to support the requirements of his office relating to war powers and things of that nature. So what I'm concerned about is that the American public doesn't seem to be looking at this with any sort of fervor. I mean, the fact that we have, and I don't care how they argue the fact that we've only got aircraft involved. And frankly, between you and me, Alex, I've heard that we've got guys on the ground doing things to support the
war. I've talked to the Army soldiers by name.
Yeah,
there's at least 50 dead U.S. Army alone that have been brought into the receiving center in the last 4.5 months. There's special forces all over the place commanding the jihadis.
And so this is the deal. I don't understand why the American people are the only ones who are being kind of kept in the dark here. I mean, everybody, one of my sources was a foreign national who told me about boots on the ground being there in Libya. Now imagine this. A foreign national, a former Libyan senior official tells me that he knows we got boots on the ground. So apparently the joke's on the American people because they're the only ones who are not being told the full truth about what's going on. And again, you know, we should have a debate about any use of our national capabilities, be that military, be that the State Department. I mean,
yes, sir, but let me interrupt you and just get right to the heart of that because I want to come back and hit a few other issues with you, but I'm glad you brought this up. I understand you're a commissioned officer. You still serve, and so obviously you're not going to say it's treason or high treason, but you come back and say it's up to the American people to wake up and start having a debate about this. I don't hear you disagreeing. I just want listeners to understand this is happening in plain view, and right. If the government gets away with this, if the executive gets away with this, then the sky is the limit. Your comment.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we've seen this on several issues relating to how the government is amassing power, and in this case, the executive branch primarily. The sad truth is this: Congress has to be the thing that says enough is enough. And this is where I just don't understand how we don't have a Congress actually drawing the line in the sand saying, this far, if you go this far, we're going to have to do something to impeach. You know, to me, this is far worse. Some of the amassing of power and ignoring of constitutional requirements is worse than the Paula Jones scandal in many ways.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
I mean, no one's endorsing pilfering women, but at the end of the day, this affects us all. Colonel Schaefer, please stay there. I want to come back and get into L.A. Times, you name it, confirming that the core leaders and the folks that have taken Tripoli are bona fide real al-Qaeda that have been killing Americans in Iraq. They brag about it. We'll get your view on that on the other side. Stay with us.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprisesemptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprisesemptyshelves.com. That's risingprisesemptyshelves.com.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market has proven that it's more like a casino than an investment. And if you've had enough and want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I discovered a way to safely grow your money, cut taxes dramatically, get potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Just call 1-800-675-1640. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. On the web, go to safemoneybook.com or just call 1-800-675-1640. Again, that's 800-675-1640.
Cyrus Shaw from 1810 to 1913. Made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103. 103 is forever when you're just a little kid.
You go to drugsreport.com or Infowars.com. There is the headline, Man Faces Life in Prison for Recording Police. And what's scary about this, talk about lawlessness, 12 states now will put you in jail or attempt to if you film police in public, even at a city council meeting. And that's in the news report. He's facing life in prison. And the prosecutor and people said, we want to teach people a lesson. Now, understand, this is not wiretapping. This is not what the statute says. But people have been sent to jail for this. Most of these get thrown out. But in 12 states, the cops don't care. They will waste taxpayer money and ruin somebody's life just to try to create a chilling effect so people won't videotape police. And that is bona fide, naked tyranny at its worst right there. So we're going to be breaking that down more in the next hour. Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer, best-selling author, researcher, led the big unit that could have killed bin Laden. You've seen those reports. It's confirmed. 10 years ago, before 9/11. And here he is today. And of course, he exposed Able Danger and so much more. Has a lot of courage, and he says we can say here on air, but you heard him earlier getting into the power grab that's happening. Let's talk about these reports in Asia Times, L.A. Times, how al-Qaeda got to rule Tripoli. His name is Abdel Hakim Belhaj, and he reportedly brags, and his cohorts brag, that they've been in Iraq, and that it's confirmed that they are al-Qaeda assets, and that it's not just a contingent, that the main group now getting funding and being protected in the majority of the areas they've taken, that the main group that's emerging as who is going to lead the government, and in a test would not offer to give back the guy that bombed the Pan Am plane, who lied about dying of cancer and obviously isn't dead. I mean, that's another big symbol. They say they're bringing in Sharia law. The bags are going back on the heads. The same thing's happening in Egypt. They're going to kick out Assad, put jihadis in. I mean, what's going on here, Colonel?
Well, I think we have been dealing with the situation with a great deal of naivete, I think. The story you're talking about regarding the al-Qaeda guys, this has been mainstream media. I mean, I know Fox covered the fact that these guys had clear and direct links with al-Qaeda, so I'm not quite sure, again, what we're missing here. And several folks, to include folks on the Hill, took to task Senator McCain when he went over there and said, these guys are all right by me. It just doesn't make sense. The other thing about you have to understand about this, Alex, is these guys, al-Qaeda guys, are very persistent. They have a plan. I don't know if you ever saw the old Battlestar, the new Battlestar Galactica reimagined. You know, it's kind of, they're kind of like the Cylons. They've got a plan. They're moving forward with
it. Yeah, they're not going to stop. Yeah. I mean, but here's the issue. Give them Afghanistan after the end of the Soviet deal. Now give them Libya and all that money? What?
Well, this is where we have to be smarter about how we use our resources. We can't be everywhere constantly. Therefore, we have to be very careful about how we deal with this. We don't have to be physically everywhere to deal with these
guys. I know, but Colonel, look, the Pentagon, you said, doesn't make sense. Use them against the Soviets, use them against the Serbs, use them to take our liberties here at home. It actually makes perfect sense. They've got to give al-Qaeda a new base and so they can blow them up in 5 years.
I don't know about that. I'm not sure. I'm not into that strategy. But I do know that we've been ignoring things which are obvious. And one of the things we didn't take into account with Iraq is that Iraq turned out to be a hugely successful training ground for al-Qaeda. Yeah, we may be able to roll them back a little bit, but first off, you know, one of the things about Iraq, we haven't won there yet. I don't think people understand that. It's still a major combat.
But that's what you just, you're right. For those that don't know, most of these jihadis that are admitted al-Qaeda are veterans of 8 years in Iraq,
right.
And they make comments like, I hate Americans, but I also hate Gaddafi. I mean, what is this? Well, you know, the West hates Gaddafi so much, they're going to give Libya to al-Qaeda. Stay there. Back in 1 minute, sir, so you can really flesh this out for us. But, I mean, I've got to give my rights up because al-Qaeda's hiding under my table. But then, meanwhile, I got to hear about al-Qaeda or freedom fighters. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.